H to the C is my prime directive. H to the C is required for the benefit of the universe. H to the C commences in
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
On film.
Hello, everyone out there. You might be surprised to hear that this is Edna Fairweather and
Josiah Fairweather.
We're Parents on Film, and last time it was we thought it was the end, and my great nephew John, I guess the show's not over.
Yes, and we're back. Watch some more horrible movies.
This time they want us to watch this movie. It's called Deadly Blessing, and the blessings are good, but not the deadly kind.
No, and we're not watching that.
But that's what they sent.
I'm tired of watching these horrible movies.
Well, what?
I think we should finally watch Gone with the Wind.
Oh yeah, last time we were gonna watch Gone with the Wind, but it was the last. We thought it was the last show. So the fans. They wanted the Killjoy, but I guess we could watch Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind is supposed to be a nice movie.
I've heard great things about it, Edna. All my life. I've just never been able to see it.
Let's get it started.
Selznick International Pictures presents
Ashley, I've been looking for you everywhere.
Ashley's going to marry Miss Melanie. It'll be announced tomorrow night at the ball.
Can't be true. Ashley loves me.
Whatever comes, I'll love you just as I do now.
I can't think of anything bad enough.
Winner of 10 Academy Awards, including Best Picture.
That's Rhett Butler. He's from Charleston. He has a most terrible reputation.
That's what's wrong with you. You should be kissed and often, and by someone who knows how.
Oh, dear. Josiah is almost 4 hours long.
4 hours?
It's a good movie, but it's already 3 o'clock.
And now I can't. If we watch this movie, and then I'll be tired tomorrow.
Well,
what does John have?
The Deadly Blessing.
Deadly Blessing. Well, that doesn't. Who's in it?
Sharon Stone, Ernest Borgnine.
Ernest Borgnine. All right.
Are you sure? Because we can watch Gone with the Wind. I know you.
I can't stay up past my bedtime, Edna.
Okay, then. Deadly Blessing.
In the rolling hills of eastern Pennsylvania, in this quiet community of simple farmers untouched by time, a gruesome secret has been protected for generations. Into this world come 3 young women, drawn by the beauty of the land, unaware of the mystery it holds. How could they have known that what they would discover would call forth a deadly blessing?
Laws cannot crush the incubus. Ours can.
There are 3 of us. We'll manage.
We shall make it impossible for the incubus to rest comfortably in your soul. If thine hand offends thee, then in God's name, cut it off!
The incubus has arrived. Those who will not believe, those who will not be warned,
may you be damned in hell.
Those who will defy its power. Become its prey.
It's him!
The chilling story of terror and suspense. Deadly Blessing.
And that movie was horrible. Why do we have to keep watching these movies that John Hughes? I know I wanted to watch it, but I should have known better. I should have known better.
Gone with the Wind was, it was on the table.
Yeah, we should have watched Gone with the Wind. I should have finally watched it. I should have just stayed up.
Well, what's in the past has passed, and the Deadly Blessing is the movie that we've
seen. Deadly Blessings was not a good movie. I didn't care for it.
It was I thought it was the Amish, but no.
Amish, Edna. Amish. Amish.
But they
weren't Amish. They were Hittites.
The Hittites
make the Amish look like swingers.
I didn't see any.
I don't know what that means.
I didn't see any swings in the movie.
I didn't see any swings either.
They didn't like.
This is my black lung.
They didn't like the servant of the incubus. There was an evil incubus, and it was killing, and...
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what it was about, Edna. There was a man who left his Hittites community, Edna.
Yeah, they cast
and,
him away.
They cast him out, and then he got murdered. And then the movie was about his wife,
murder,
who was left behind.
Murder with a tractor. I remember the
John Deere tractor, Edna. It was a John Deere.
The tractor and
I want to get one of those soon someday. I wish I could afford one.
The tractor crashed straight into him, and then I thought maybe he'd be okay after the tractor, but then he fell right on the screwdrivers.
And then
the screwdrivers went into his back.
More people got killed, and more people. I didn't like it, and there was at one point there was a snake in a bathtub. I did not enjoy that.
Oh, it just gave me the willies. When I take a bath, I always there's a snake in the tub, and
there was nudity, Edna. Nudity.
It's not.
Why does John make us watch these nudity films?
Ever since he was a little boy, that little Johnny liked the movies, and that's just the kind of movies.
And the stabbing, there was stabbing, so much stabbing in this movie.
There was a knife, and then they dared the Mongoloid man to touch the blood after the tractor crush, and then he got killed, and...
There were women running around in this movie with no bras on, Edna.
It's terrible. It's disgraced. And they were all the evil incubus. And
What did you think of the ending and just very strange. It made me feel uncomfortable.
They killed the girl and they ripped open her shirt and she had a little tuft
of man hair. She didn't have the female breasts.
There wasn't boobies, just a little, and she was the incubus, and then they killed her, and then Ghost Jim, he came back and he told the lady to beware of the incubus, and then just a bunch of magic hoopaloo, and the floor opened.
What's magic hoopaloo?
When they exploded the floor, and they pulled her.
The incubus demon. I didn't like that part either, you know.
This movie was scary.
I'm not gonna sleep right tonight, Edna. I should have just. I mean, now I'm gonna be up half the night with nightmares. Where we should have just watched Gone with the Wind, I would have had a nice sleep. Terrible at these decisions, Edna.
Well, like, that's all we have. deadly blessing. You should be afraid of the incubus. And this movie, you don't watch not with your family.
I don't recommend this for families or children or anybody in general. No one should watch this movie.
Well, that's us for Parents on Film.